June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Happy Flag Day to all who celebrate. Question right here, 877-881-1053. Who is your comp for Cooper Flagg, and will he be better than these recent number one picks? Look, I've definitely had some arguments with folks on the fan text. Maybe they were just trying to draw me off sides. Maybe they weren't. But one person said his comp is Keith Van Horn. Although he did go on to say, but you probably like him and Jokic because you're white. And I was like, oh, okay, so that's what we're doing. Gotcha.
Sounds about white.
Yeah. Cooper Flagg is already better defensively than Keith Van Horn ever could be or would be.
Or right? Even could dream of.
Yes, exactly. So let's just start with that. But I do think it's a good question. Like, what would you comp Cooper Flagg to? And then, do you think he'll be better than these players? And so, I'll give you an example of a couple of them. But first, let's go to Cooper Flagg himself. Cut number 19, who is your NBA player comp?
Who's your NBA player comp? And who do your friends say you play like?
I'd like to think that I could like play like Kawhi. You know, just such a good two-way talent. I don't know if I actually do or not, but I think my friends would say someone like that as well.
All right, so let's start with Kawhi Leonard. I do see the comps there because of the size, because of the ability, because of the defensive potential. Obviously, he has a long way to go to prove that he can be Kawhi. But Kawhi Leonard, three-time NBA All-First Team, two-time champ, two-time Finals MVP. If Cooper Flagg is Kawhi Leonard, we all feel good about that, right?
1,000,000%, yes. Especially if we can qualify it as a healthy Kawhi Leonard. Because if he meets the Kawhi Leonard ability and stays healthy,
yeah,
all the resume stuff that you just gave for Kawhi looks quite a bit different.
It really does. And it's interesting because, and I know he has been hurt, but if you look at that 10-year stretch, 2015, or I guess 2014, let's even say, to 2024. So we're adding on an extra year. Or if you want to even shorten it up, all right? You know what? I'm contradicting my own logic right here. Let's go 2014 to 2021. In that span, won the NBA title twice, was Finals MVP both times. He was all NBA first team three times, second team two times, and defensive player of the year two times. That is a hellacious resume right there.
It's incredible.
Absolutely.
He'll end up being so underrated over time.
I can
just
see that.
Because of the health factor.
Yeah.
But there's no doubt he's one of the best players in the last decade of NBA basketball.
I absolutely agree with you on that. Now, let's go to LeBron James. LeBron James said that one of the things about Cooper Flagg is he wants to be great. And I think that is like a really big, like, do you have the want to be great? And he goes, he can play with the ball. He can play without the ball. His jump shot is going to continue to get better. Super athletic, quick second jump. So all of those positives. And then here's the other thing, especially that we need to talk about with the Kyrie extension. He has the benefit. And then he threw this in there, which maybe you think it's relevant. Maybe you don't. I feel like he could have done without these two words. He has the benefit, unlike myself, he gets to join a team that's established with Hall of Fame guys. Look, LeBron, we all know you're awesome. You're going to go down as, at worst, a top three player of all time. In my opinion, other people might feel differently, but I feel like that we're getting pretty close to a consensus on that.
Anytime you get a chance to make it about yourself, you have to capitalize
for
on
sure.
That, especially if you're the king.
Because think about it. Does this sentence still work? He has the benefit of getting to go to a team that's established with Hall of Fame guys. Yes, that sentence works perfectly.
I love, too, because he makes it unlike me when it's really like unlike just about any other number one overall pick of all time.
Exactly. Exactly. Exactly.
Like LeBron was the one that had to deal with the fact that he was going to a bad team.
Tough break. Obviously, every other player, like you said, they went to the Showtime Lakers. Actually, the Lakers did benefit from that once. But like most of the time, the whole reason, like with the Wings right now, look. The Dallas Wings are not good, though it looks like they're getting better. They're not good because, and they got the number one pick, not because of luck like the Mavericks, because they were not good last year. And there's a lot of rebuilding to do, all right? But he says you got Klay, Anthony Davis, Kyrie Irving, right off the bat, Hall of Fame coach in Jason Kidd. So I want to talk about the Kyrie Irving deal for just a second. So we found out last night, Kyrie turned down the player option because, I mean, obviously this all goes together. He didn't just say that and then the Mavericks sprung into action. Like, this was the plan. And so he signed a three-year extension for $119 million. Now, once again, that will be ended with a player option in the final year. But if you think about it, if he would have opted in, especially since he's going to probably miss a good chunk of the season, that means his extension is essentially 2 years for $76 million. What does this do? By declining that option, signing the new deal, it puts the Mavericks in position to use the $5.7 million taxpayer mid-level exception this offseason. One would think that would be to pursue a point guard.
Yes.
Now, there's already two names out there. One is Mark Stein on the D'Angelo Russell spot. Is that who? Because Mark Stein is super plugged in on this team.
Yes, Mark Stein is he is that dude when it comes to Mavs reporting. Dallas is now, this is 49 minutes ago, Dallas is now regarded as a leading suitor for D'Angelo Russell.
Okay, so that's one option. And the other one that we've been kicking around is Chris Paul. Look, neither one of them are particularly good shooters. But that's also not why you're using them, right? Like, you're using them to hopefully facilitate and run the offense in stretches, especially until Kyrie is back. And then your role would obviously change.
Yeah, I mean, you want somebody who can be a floor general and set guys up. Of course, you want to have the three-point shooting. I think there's definitely enough from Chris Paul and from D'Angelo Russell to say, okay, that is a plus skill that you're hoping to have in this particular player. Our buddy Nick Engstad, who I believe will be joining us.
He will. The plan is for him to be in studio on Friday.
When he gets back from the NBA draft.
Yeah, you know, that's why he can't be here on Thursday, because he'll still be at the draft.
So he has the D'Angelo Russell scouting report. The good is the shooting, the 37%. And there is a year where D'Angelo Russell was the 23-24 season with the Lakers, he was just under 42% from the three.
Okay.
And that was over seven threes per game.
You know what? And that is an interesting point, because traditionally he has not been a great shooter, but he has been better from long range. Honestly, he's almost been better from long range at times than he has inside the paint, which is really weird.
Which is also funny, because I believe on June 19th, he said, kids, don't forget to practice your mid-range jumpers. And I think he was saying that to really say it to himself.
Okay, good.
Like, he was looking in the mirror, talking to himself when he tweeted that.
He's the anti-DeMar DeRozan.
Yes, exactly. But, I mean, just under six career assists per game. And then he's got the chemistry with Anthony Davis as well. So there's some of the pros, but the decision making has held him back and the defense.
Yep.
And so, but listen, you're not going to get a perfect player when you're talking about a $5.5 million deal.
Yeah. Yeah. And so if you're just looking for somebody who can crank up the three, D'Angelo Russell, I do still get that. I won't totally hold. Maybe I was a little bit harsh holding this past year. against him at both of his stops being pretty rough.
He can be a little temperamental of like what kind of just mood is he in? Yeah. Does he even want to be good tonight? I don't know. He's got that kind of feel to him.
And see, I see the appeal from that perspective. I still think I probably lean towards Chris Paul just because he would be a better immediate fit for what I want, which is somebody who's more used to distributing the ball however you need it to be. Like D'Angelo Russell at times, I mean, I know he can run the point, but he's like a combo guard to me, you know? And so
you want like a thoroughbred floor general point guard.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Especially knowing the amount of time that I need to use him, and hopefully Chris Paul would be like, hey, that's fine. I'm great with running the second unit or, you know, combinations. I know you don't just sub all of your players in and out like that, but you get what I'm saying. Like, you would not be the presumptive starter anymore. So I'm intrigued by that. But I appreciate the job that Kyrie did by opting out and signing this deal, because the Mavericks, Nico Harrison, regardless of what you think about him, he said that Kyrie was going to be their top priority. And so by doing it like this, you do have that money now available to go ahead and pick that player up. If you can get D'Angelo Russell for that spot, I'm not going to hate on it whatsoever, because he does have some of the capabilities that you're looking for.
Yeah, for sure. It was really just a win-win situation in terms of getting this deal done, because Dallas, as you mentioned, gets the almost $6 million for the mid-level exception, and then Kyrie gets two more years of security when he just tore his ACL at this age.
Yes.
So
yes,
it was a win-win, no-brainer. Kyrie obviously loves being here in Dallas and playing for Jason Kidd, playing for the Mavericks. Nico Harrison, despite all of us not liking him, I think the Q rating for Nico Harrison in Kyrie's mind is still pretty high.
It does feel that way.
And I like the question from the 469 here. What about Bruce Brown? That's a guy that I do like.
That did get brought up before the show.
I do like Bruce Brown. I haven't seen much in the way of rumblings about him being connected to Dallas. He's kind of that combo guard as well, wing. He's not like your true point guard, though he could, like, in an ideal situation, he would be your backup point guard.
Yeah.
But he brings more defense and just general versatility. And so, and championship pedigree, of course, winning with the Nuggets. So
is he signing for that?
I don't know if that's a guy that you can get for that amount.
Yeah.
He did land his post-championship sort of bigger deal.
Yeah.
So at this point, I don't know what he's going to command, and I haven't seen him really tied to the Mavericks. But that was a guy that popped up, and I'm like, I would like that, because I love the idea of having a guy who can then, you're running out five guys at a time that you trust defensively.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes.
And I know, I'm willing to concede the idea that your point guard, if it's Chris Paul or D'Angelo Russell, hey, he's not going to be a great defender. But man, you can see just a team like Oklahoma City, when you got five guys that can really defend, what a nightmare that is.
Yeah. And you know what? And I did see somebody bring this up. I think about D'Angelo Russell. He can play alongside Kyrie when he comes back. And that's an interesting sell of how do you distribute the minutes then? Because, what are you going to do about Klay? Does that start to take out Jaden Hardy? Like, is that, and what about Max Christie? And if you're like, well, I'm going to stretch them out to three. Okay, well, what about PJ and Cooper Flagg? How is that breakdown going to go? It's a good problem to have for the Mavericks, but I'm curious when you sit down with the agent and they're like, hey, the money doesn't bother us. But like, what's the playing time going to be like once Kyrie gets back? I'm sure they have a plan. I hope they have a plan. If not, that is also worrisome.
Yeah, and I mean, with, I know there's kind of a logjam at some of these positions right now for the Mavericks, especially on the wing and stuff, but it's a long season.
For sure.
Kid is always maneuvering things when it comes to the rotations, and guys get hurt, especially the guys that you're going to be running out there.
Yeah.
So you're going to need all hands on deck.
So here are the number one picks of the last decade, and I want you to just kind of like combine them all and think about averaging them out, which I know is a weird deal. Would you be satisfied if Cooper Flagg is a bizarre combination of all of these players? All right. Carl Anthony Towns, Ben Simmons, Markel Fultz, DeAndre Ayton, Zion, Anthony Edwards, Cade Cunningham, Paolo Banchero, and Wemby. Oh, and Risa Shea. I know it picks up a lot there at the end because you look at it and you're like, Wiggins, Carl Anthony Towns. Okay. But then Ben Simmons, Markel Fultz, and even to a certain extent, DeAndre Ayton. I feel like those would all be disappointments.
Totally.
Zion would be a disappointment because of the health. But then if I tell you, I know they're not the same player, but I'm telling you, he'll be as good as Anthony Edwards, Cade Cunningham, Paolo Banchero, Wemby. And you're like, oh, yeah, okay. So let's take a step back the decade before. Andrew Bogut?
No, thank you.
Andre Bargnani?
No, thank you.
Greg Oden?
No, thank you.
I have to tell you something. I was on team Greg Oden over Kevin Durant.
Listen, I get that. At the time, we were still just big man is what it's about.
Yeah.
But there's no doubt that is an all-time bad decision.
Sorry about that, Kevin Durant. Derrick Rose? Derrick Rose is tricky, too, because, like, I get it with the health, but, man, he looked like he was going to be the dude. Like, I thought he was going to be running neck and neck with LeBron to be like, who is the best player in the NBA, for real?
And if it wasn't for LeBron and the super team of the Miami Heat, he is at least in the NBA Finals once or twice.
Blake Griffin, John Wall, Kyrie Irving, Anthony Davis, Anthony Bennett. We'll get to him in a second.
Yeah, and, no gracias on Bennett.
And Andrew Wiggins. So, like, the whole reason I wanted to go through that decade by decade is to show you, I've named you some of the best players in the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
But I've also named you a handful of people that were either average or, in some cases, no. Anthony Bennett is the worst number one draft pick in the history of the NBA. Like, he makes, like, I know people will say Michael Olowokandi, Kwame Brown. They look like prime Magic Johnson and Larry Bird compared to Anthony Bennett. He was the worst number. And if you're not sure what I'm talking about, and you're like, did you just make that name up? Go look him up. Go see what he did in the NBA.
I was just going to say, man, I need to pull up because I know Anthony Bennett is synonymous with giant monster bust.
Yes.
But I don't even know the specifics of, like, how many games did he even play?
Great question. Do you want to know how many games he started in his career as the number one pick?
I would love to know. There are 82.
He played
four?
Four.
He started four games.
And I know you're thinking, what season was that? No. Was he injured? No. Four. He started four games. All right? And you're like, well, hold on. He must have got a lot of run as a rookie. He averaged 13 minutes a game and 4 points per game because he sucked and they realized they made a mistake because some people even had him at number six in what was going to be a weak draft. When he went number one, it was shocking. It was like, what?
Yeah.
And so then he went to Minnesota, had his best season probably ever in Minnesota, started three games, shot 42% from the field, 30 from three, and averaged 5.2 points per game. He played 151 games for his career. He was really in the league for 2 years. And then teams could not pass up the lure of the number one pick. So they gave him shots in two other seasons. But think about this. He was the number one pick in the draft. He was out of the NBA in 4 years. He was really kind of out of the NBA in 2 years. until two teams were like, I mean, I guess he is the worst pick in the number one pick in the history of the NBA draft.
I do love that because the Cavs get to claim LeBron and then also Anthony Bennett.
Yes.
Like they were on both sides of the spectrum on what could happen to a number one overall pick.
And think about what a weird time it is. And then you have Kyrie. Like also,
that's true.
Also in the mix there. Yeah. So you have like two of the players that help contribute to one of the greatest NBA games of all time. And then you have the worst player who ever went number one.
The duality of an organization.
Indeed. We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next. It might have been a while, but are you ready for your erection?
I am. 877-881-1053. In honor of a couple of current sportsmen, what was the moment you knew you were going to quit something? Maybe it was a job, maybe a sport, maybe a relationship. That's next, right here on The Fan.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. By the way, somebody asked, who went second in that draft? It was Victor Oladipo, who he made an all-star team. He was at least serviceable. But what people forget, and it got brought up, wow, that's a weak draft. Look, if you look at the top of that draft, Oladipo, Otto Porter Jr., Cody Zeller, Alex Len, Nerlens Noel, those are the top of the draft. And you're like, this is one of the worst drafts of all time. You have to go down further into the draft. And both of these players took a little bit of time, but Rudy Gobert was taken in that draft, as was Giannis. But outside of Donnie Nelson, it doesn't feel like anybody was thinking, hey, he should go at the top of the draft. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Now, call your doctor if it lasts more than 4 hours. It's time for the erection.
Thank you very much, Hagee. 877-881-1053. When did you know that you were going to quit something? I just got a text from the 972. Eric sounds like he actually prepared for a show for a change. How about that?
Oh, that's like, rude.
It's one of those double-sided compliments or whatever.
Yeah.
Getting a couple of those coming in. Like another 972. Much respect, Eric. When with Kevin, you sound like an actual professional radio host. Hmm. Nice work. Maybe you should try this more often.
Is that the definition of the backhanded compliment? Yeah, it's nice, not totally nice.
I'm getting Tony Romo'd by Shane Gillis like we played yesterday. Okay, we have some quitters in the world, and we are going to start with some sound. This is a former NFL tight end. Many of you are familiar, Mr. Darren Waller. He's no longer in the NFL, and it's because there was a time where he was playing football and he realized this is just not for me anymore. This is him telling that story.
I don't know if I've shared this with anybody, but I knew I was retiring when we played in Buffalo. The Giants, we were playing there. It was a game where it was in the first quarter of the game. We were running like this counter lead running play, and I'm kind of like leading through the hole like I'm a fullback, and the play is working. But I sit down on the sideline after like a drive where we ran like three times, and I'm like, what the f*** am I doing with my life? I'm out here playing fullback. I don't even want to do this anymore. And I'm just like looking at the moon. It's like early first quarter, second quarter. Nobody else would really even know that I'm thinking this, but I'm on the sideline like, yep, I'm going to finish this year with the best of my ability, but I'm definitely done playing after this year. And that was the only time I played in Buffalo.
Okay.
Wow. I mean,
Buffalo has been a place where careers tend to go and die from time to time. Darren Waller is now added to the list. I remember now the late, great Vontae Davis. Just at halftime or at some point, he just took his helmet off and said, you know what?
Done.
This is no longer for me. And he never played again after that.
So do you want a work story or a relationship story?
Can I be honest with you, Hagee? I want both. So this is a combo platter of Hagee quitting. Let's start with the relationship.
All right. So I quit this relationship. This gal had moved in with me, even though we weren't married, because at times in my life, I've definitely lived in sin a lot.
Understand that, yeah.
And so she was parking in the apartment parking lot, as one would do. And I guess they were going around checking like registration or inspection or whatever back at the time when it wasn't the handy dandy one sticker.
Mm-hmm.
And hers had expired like an unreasonable amount of time ago.
Years.
So she got like a sticker on her car or whatever. Like they flagged her car and went to the apartment office and they're like, oh yeah, you gotta fix this up.
It was just a regular flag. It wasn't like a Cooper flag or something cool.
Yeah, I know it is flag day, but no, it was not that. And so we're like, hey, you gotta get that fixed up. And she's like, oh yeah, okay. And so the next week, she had the entire week off And I asked her a couple times, and then finally I came home on Friday after work, and I was like, hey, did you get your registration? And she's like, oh, yeah, no, I was watching. Like, she was binge-watching a show, which there's nothing wrong with that. But, like, this felt like the most basic thing.
Like, you had all, you had time.
Yeah, I know just you do had that. Time. Just yeah. do that.
Accomplish one thing for yourself this week.
And at that moment, I was like, I'm done. Like, you're not a real adult. Like, see, I can't, yes. I can't have a relationship. And at the time, of course, I already had a kid out of wedlock. Cause again, the sin thing, I was like, you're not a real adult and I cannot build a life with you.
I totally respect that. I think maybe if the first time you saw the expired tag, you just immediately quit.
Yeah.
I'd be like, dang, that's a little harsh. Heavy-handed.
Yeah.
You gave her a full week when she was off the entire time.
Yes.
I do respect how annoying it is to do the state inspection thing.
I have been
that guy that's driven around with the well-expired one.
For sure.
It was funny. I was in college. I would drive through Denton all the time going to UNT, and I had it was well-expired. Never got popped.
Yeah.
The one time my girlfriend drives my car, she gets pulled over for it.
Okay. So see, but like from the 682, my car registration has been out for a year and a half, have zero plans of getting it done. But if where you lived said, we're going to tow your car if you don't get it updated, I feel like that would change your plan. Like if you have your own house and you're like, the cops aren't patrolling that, that's fine.
Right.
But like if you'd gotten a warning or that sticker that said, next time we're towing your car, I bet you would.
Let's see here. We have the 214. I knew I was going to quit eating chocolate when I had to put on my belt with a boomerang. Just got large, I guess.
Okay.
I guess.
Either that or that is a level of humor that it'll take me a minute to comprehend.
Yeah, I don't know.
Which happens. It definitely happens. Like, I don't know if you ever heard it. I was so proud of this terrible joke, but I told Corey, I was like, do you know now that the Rangers can't serve bottled beer the rest of the year? And he's like, oh, I didn't know that. And I was like, yeah, because they lost the opener. And he didn't get it at all.
Wow.
And I had to repeat it again. And then he's like, I know, you already said, okay. And it but it took him multiple
minutes.
Took
him a while.
To figure it out. So maybe I'll be there.
817, I ruined my rotator cuff in my throwing shoulder playing baseball when I was young. And that was the moment I knew it was time to start playing golf.
Yeah. From the 318, I knew I was going to quit my ex when I took her back to their hometown and her aunt spent an hour berating me on how horrible of a person I am because I wanted to watch the Cowboys play on Thanksgiving.
Oh, no. Hey, don't tell me how to fan. This is Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
It's football and turkey.
Yeah.
I mean, it's Cowboys and turkey. That's really what it is.
Yeah.
469 Panther 2U, one summer I needed a job, so I answered an ad, and it turned out they were selling knives door to door.
Okay.
Knew I was going to be quitting that job when I got arrested in the neighborhood.
What?
Didn't help that I was not of Caucasian descent walking around with a bunch of knives.
It depends on the sales process, right? If you knock on the door and you're like, hello, sir. May I trouble you for a couple minutes of your time? Maybe that person's going to turn you in anyway because they're Karen or whatever.
It's such a weird idea.
Yeah.
Like, I got knives, and I'm going to come to your
house. But if you
knock
on somebody's door, you're like, want a knife? I can see how you'd be like, hold on.
How did you execute the sales? That's a fair question.
Yeah.
Okay.
Buy this knife or else I'll use it.
You've quit a job, right?
Yes. So, well, there was one job where they quit me and they told me to get the F out.
I know that story.
Yes, but I did quit a job because when I was at the newspaper, so we had a whole bunch of community papers. There's like 15 of them. And I thought we had done a particularly mediocre job for the week. Not terrible, but just like, it was fine. And our editor in chief came up to me either that the end of the week or the start of the next week. And he was like, hey, I just wanted to let you know. And I was like, here we go. Here we go. Like, we should be doing better. And he goes, I just think y'all have been doing a great job lately and just really great products that you've been putting out. And that's when I knew. I was like, it's time to go. Because what I thought was mediocrity was, he was like, you're doing a great job. And it kind of reminds me, I know we didn't play this yet or say this yet, but when Cooper Flagg said, his mom said, if you're the best player in the gym, find another gym.
Yes.
And that was kind of the thing. I was like, all right, so I don't think I did a good job. And my boss like, you're doing great.
I love that. You never lower the standard,
yeah,
Iggy.
Yeah, absolutely.
214, our buddy Woody, I knew I was going to give up opiates and benzos after spending $55,000 in 2.5 months.
Holy crap.
We finally got the number. Lucius has been teasing us for a while that whoever was the provider for Woody's drug addiction is really feeling that loss of a customer because Woody was really making it rain.
Man.
But we're happy for you, Woody.
That was that own person's like Great Depression, that seller. They're like, I lost the guy. I redid my inventory levels because of that guy. And I was like, this is the great crash. All right, real quick from the 214, do better than this. All right, if you're going to do a trick name that like you think could really trick us up or trip us up, there we go. Do better than this one from the 214. I am reading this with full knowledge that this is a nonsense text. I just want you to understand that I think you can do better. Broke up with my girl when she skipped my college graduation for a testicle concert.
Oh, wow.
Okay, like, come on. You can do better than that. Start it with Haywood. You know, like, you can do better than that.
Testicle is welcome in the Erection, though. They
that makes
are,
sense.
You know, that does make sense. They're like cousins. Projected lottery pick, Noah Esenge?
Yes.
I believe I'm saying that correctly. He's reportedly leaving his team. This is a guy that's quitting. His team leads 2-1 in the German League Finals. Okay, so it's like the NBA Finals of the German League.
Right.
His team's up 2-1 in the series, but he's a draft prospect, and he is now quitting in the middle of the league finals to attend the NBA draft ceremony. I don't know how to feel about that.
Yeah.
He's turning his back on his team. How do you draft that guy?
But do you think that's going to affect his lottery status? Because he will be I think he will be a lottery pick. Actually, that's one of the names that if you want to look out for Oklahoma City getting aggressive for a big swing pick tonight, maybe keep an eye out on that.
Yeah, that's a tough one. I don't know exactly how to feel, but I do hate the idea in the middle of your team's finals. He's clearly got to be their best player.
Sure.
They're up 2-1 in the finals, and now they're no longer going to have their...
This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Your best player.
And this is an experience I get that you can't replicate, but could you not? Is he going to fly back and like try to finish the series? Or do you think his team's like, dude, if you leave.
Yeah, if you leave.
Like, don't come back. I mean, that's tough because I feel like the team, if the teams were like, we're not going to draft you unless you show up there, I'd be like, guys, I'm kind of stuck. But I don't think that's happening.
Now that I think about it, I wonder if the teams would even want him to continue to play once they draft him. Like now now I've drafted you, so I don't even want you to keep playing. So maybe there's some level of that to it.
Could be, but
on the surface, it feels like, man, you're really turning your back on your brothers as you're in the middle of the most important series of their lives.
So my takeaway for this is you can quit for the NBA draft. You can quit for a variety of reasons. But really, the Raiders will always make you want to quit. what you're doing, right?
The Raiders are the one place where we've like really stamped. They are the king of careers go to die. Even Randy Moss couldn't be Randy Moss in a Raiders uniform for a seventh round pick. He goes to New England and he's going undefeated in the regular season and he's catching 50-yard bombs over Revis Island.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for Gridiron Gravy. I got Dallas Cowboys training camp info for you, but also, could somebody be a Cowboys fan and an Eagles fan at the same time?
What?
Next on The Fan.
Prescott in the gun, snap is back. He has some time. He throws it in the end zone. It's a touchdown to Jalen Tolbert on the left side of the end zone. Crossing in front of Deshaun Elliott.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Remember, we still got two giveaways in the show today. Dermot Kennedy as well as AEW for All In Texas. But right now, I want to go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy.
Yep.
And if you've heard the promos, now you know that the Dallas Cowboys will be returning to Oxnard to open their 66th training camp. We'll be there. We'll start giving you content on July 21st. Camp will officially start July 22nd. And I know what you're most concerned about, Eric. Is it who's it brought to you to us by? It's brought to us by American Airlines for them. We'll have our own set of sponsors. But the Cowboys really wanted you to know that American Airlines was presenting this training camp, and they will have their first practice Tuesday, July 22nd. If you're thinking about going out to Oxnard, I know we talked a lot last year about there being way smaller crowds at Oxnard than in previous years, and that's a fact.
Yes.
But if you're a Cowboys fan, that can be a great place to get autographs. In addition to just like watching the practice or what counts as practice at training camp nowadays, that can realistically be a great place to get autographs if you've ever thought about making your way out to training camp.
Yes, absolutely. That is that's one of the fun things, watching the players after practice. They run up kind of to the fence area.
Yes.
Kids and adults alike are just out there collecting some autographs, having a good time.
Yeah, one of the things I said years ago about Cole Beasley is he was consistently the last or next to last person out there signing autographs, like day in, day out. And so I might not agree with him on everything, but I always thought that was like a great show of fan appreciation. So if you're ever considering it, just wanted to throw that out there as a potential.
Cole Beasley, all-time one and done guest in the nosebleed seats.
Yeah.
He did not really like us that much.
No.
No. We were, I mean, you know, we probably got a little buck wild with him.
Okay.
Hopefully, so I don't do that to Bochy later.
So our version of that is Ken Rosenthal when we were on The Weeknd. Now, we've since had him back on the show, and he's come back multiple times. But when we had him on our Weeknd show, immediately after, our producer texted him and said, "Hey, you were great. Would love to have you on again sometime." His response, without any specific time or anything, is, "I'm usually very busy." I was like, oh man. So
this was a one courtesy time.
So he's been on the Masterpiece since then, but just maybe not the Weeknd configuration.
He's always shopping for bow ties.
Yes. And we even hyped up his charity and whatever.
He's always in Cincinnati trying to find him. I don't get it.
So let's talk about Cody Rhodes. Are you familiar with Cody Rhodes?
Wrestler?
That's right. He has perhaps the most confusing fandom of any person in existence. Not any wrestler, any person in existence. All right. He loves the Atlanta Falcons. He grew up in Georgia, and so that makes sense, right?
The math is appropriately mathing right there.
Okay, so that no big deal, right? He's also a Dallas Cowboys fan. He brought up his sister was a Dallas Cowboys cheerleader. His dad obviously lived in Texas for a really long time. So again, I get it. It's a little weird, but I don't think having Cowboys fandom and Falcons fandom is the most insane thing in the world. It doesn't really feel like we have some feverish rivalry with the Falcons.
No, but it also tells me that you're not like overly serious either.
Well,
you know,
then get ready. He also said he's an Eagles fan.
Well, that really doesn't add up.
So he won the world title at WrestleMania in their stadium. And then he said they hosted me and treated me like family. And so now I also root for the Eagles. So is that the most preposterous combination of being a Falcons fan, Cowboys fan, and Eagles fan all at the same time?
If you have three teams, you don't have one, Hagee.
Especially when two of them are like diehard bitter rivals.
Yeah, yeah. That's this is a guy that's just a casual sports fan. He's not really passionate about any of them. And hey, that's fine if that's how you want to do your life.
Yeah.
You're Cody Rhodes. Okay. You fake things all the time.
Whoa.
So if you want to fake your fandom, then so be it. You're a professional faker.
Your damn mouth.
Sorry, that was offensive.
He predetermines things all the time. Thank you very much. There's a difference. All right, let's go from that.
It's a good distinction.
Yeah. Glad you didn't. Did you know that was one of my wife's wedding vows? We wrote our own wedding vows, and I know usually that's a beat down for people.
It is.
Seemed like they enjoyed it, and she said, I will always acknowledge that wrestling is predetermined and not fake. That was one of...
Wow.
And I closed out my vows by saying I would always pick her for my zombie apocalypse team, at which she out loud was like, "Aw." So it was effective. They were very much catered towards one another.
So romantic, you two.
Indeed. Let's talk about collusion. Not the most exciting thing in the world, but this doesn't particularly surprise me. So there was a 61-page document that was obtained by Pablo Torres for his Torre.
Yeah.
I was like, there's not an S on the end of that. For his podcast, Pablo Finds Out.
And okay, I've been seeing this, but I've just been too lazy to click on it because it's like lawsuits and crap, you know?
And it is not the most exciting thing in the world if you're just like, I just want to watch the game. But if you care about the business aspect of it, so this goes back to the 2022 owners meeting. So you're not too far from the fallout of the Deshaun Watson fully guaranteed contract, which clearly that terrified all owners because why would the most popular sport in all of America possibly have guaranteed money? That's insane. You could never have your league like that. It's not like the NHL, NBA, MLB. Oh, wait, it is. And so during that, they all agreed to reduce the amount of guaranteed money in contracts. And even Roger Goodell gave the thumbs up to this scheme. And so I'm not surprised. As soon as Deshaun Watson happened and it was fully guaranteed, and then you saw other better quarterbacks get contracts that were not fully guaranteed, I was like, oh, they all had a meeting. And they're like, never again.
Not doing that.
It doesn't help what happened with Deshaun Watson after that. But the fact that even the commissioner is there and he's like, let's do it.
I'm on board with this, fellas.
It feels weird that we haven't heard more from the Players Association yet about this. And I don't know if there's anything they're going to do about it. But also, this is a tough battle to fight in public because owners have billions of dollars. I don't know if you're going to convince people that like, oh, instead of $180 million or whatever guaranteed, Kyler should have got $190 million guaranteed. I just don't know if that will speak towards the common person.
Yeah, it won't.
But then again, on the flip side, should you really be cheering for a billionaire to save $10 million? That doesn't really speak to the common person either. So
No, but that stuff is always funny. It's like, yeah, if you're a fan of a player and you're that type of fan, then sure, I guess you want that guy to get as much money as possible. Most of us are fans of a team.
Sure.
And we understand that the allocation of the dollars is better for the team when one individual doesn't get all the dollars.
Exactly. Exactly.
But also, this is tough because all the networks that are in bed with the NFL are not going to try and hammer this. You're not going to see this all over ESPN and NFL Network. And
it's just like going back to WWE. They're doing a show in Saudi Arabia this weekend. Obviously, things have been tense over in that part of the world. They told all their talents not to say anything about it. So, like, I have no doubt, you know, somebody wants to say something like, hey, why don't you just shut up? All right, couple more quick notes for you. It's not looking good on the return of Christian Wilkins. The Raiders were hoping to have him back for the start of training camp. Pete Carroll admitted that Wilkins is having a, quote, difficult recovery, and we're in the midst of a long, challenging process. Now, what that means for any appearance at any point in the season, don't know, but surely he will not be ready for the start of training camp. There has been a civil lawsuit filed against Kelvin Joseph for the deadly crash that we talked about maybe 3 weeks ago, a few weeks ago, and the allegations that he was intoxicated on 75 in Richardson. And so probably not surprising to know that a civil lawsuit has been filed against Kelvin Joseph. And finally, Deontay Johnson, he heard our show yesterday. He has predicted that Kenny Pickett will get the first shot to be the Browns starting quarterback. He heard you say that he would be the odd man out, and he's like, no, I predict Kenny Pickett. And if he doesn't get his way, maybe he'll quit.
Wow, I can't wait. Yeah, he will. He will.
Don't know. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, is today the official return of your Mavs fandom? Was it that the draft lottery? Is it gone forever? Did you never leave? Let us know. We'll do it next right here on The Fan.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.